Today we're going to learn Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph. We're actually only going to learn the Mishnah, not even the entire Mishnah, because the Mishnah is a very long Mishnah. It goes all the way over to Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. We're beginning the fourth parak of Maseches Tainis. In the previous parakim, we've discussed issues of fast days. Now we're going to talk about a lot of different topics in this Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, B'shlosha parakim b'shana, three different times of the year, Kohanim nosinis kapehen arba pam b'yom, that their Kohanim will do nesias kapehen, they'll do duchening four times in a single day. B'shachris, b'musaf, b'mincha, v'ni'ilas sha'arim. By shachris, by musaf, by mincha, and again by ni'ilas. See, on most days they can't do nesias kapayim after lunchtime because there's a chashash that they might be drunk. There's a concern they might be drunk because they would drink wine at lunchtime. But specifically these times of the year, since they're fast days, there's no concern that anybody's going to be drunk, so they could do duchening even late in the day, even by mincha and by ni'ila. And these times are b'tayinios u'b'ma'am of Yom Kippurim. On the fast days, on the Ma'amados, which we'll explain what that is, and on Yom Kippurim. So the Mishnah is going to explain what exactly is Ma'amados. Elohim Ma'amados. These are the Ma'amados. L'fi shenemer tzavis b'nei Yisrael. Because it says tzavis b'nei Yisrael is karbani lachmi, that my karban should be a satisfying fire and to bring it in the right time, this teaches us that the karban tamid comes from the community money, and everyone owns a chelek, everyone owns a portion of the karban tamid, which is brought every single day, without exception, twice a day, in the Beis HaMikdash. But how does that work? If the karban tamid belongs to everybody, normally one of the rules of karbanos is that the owner of the karban needs to be standing nearby. He needs to be observing the karban. But you can't have all of Klal Yisrael being omed, standing by the karban tamid every single day. So how does it work? So iskinu neviim arishonim esim v'arba mishmaros. So the neviim arishonim set up 24 different sets of kohanim, groups of kohanim, to work on 1 week shifts in the Beis HaMikdash. Al kol mishmar mishmar hayim maimid b'Yerushalayim shel kohanim shel levim shel Yisraelim. And every mishmar of kohanim had a parallel group that was made up of some kohanim, some levim, and some Yisraelim, who would be representatives of the entire Jewish people, who were like the ones that were omed on the karban, that were standing next to the karban or observing the karban on behalf of everybody else. He gives mana mishmar lalos, when it was time for that mishmar to go to Yerushalayim, kohanim levim olim, the kohanim and the levim in that mishmar would go to Yerushalayim, the Yisrael shabos mishmar, and the Yisraelim in that group miskansin la'arehen, they'd go into their cities and they would daven on the karban, on the karbanos that the kohanim were bringing, that they should be accepted, and they would fast during that week, and they would take out a Torah, the Korin, and they would read in the Torah b'masa bereishis, the stories of the creation of the, not the stories, the parsha about the creation of the world. That's in addition to the maimed that was lived in Yerushalayim and stood in the Beis HaMikdash while the carbon was being brought. This was a different maimed that stood by the cities. So the Mishnah explains which days the people in the maimed fasted. They obviously couldn't fast an entire week. So Anshei HaMaimed Hoyim Esan Arba Yom B'Shua, 4 days a week, Miyom Shein V'Ad Yom Chamishi, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. V'Loyim Esan Erev Shabbos, they would not fast an Erev Shabbos from the Kfod Shabbos, because that is not proper honor to Shabbos. V'lo, because they don't want to go into Shabbos starving. V'lo Be'echad B'Shabbos K'dei Shal Yotzim Yimnuch V'oneg Li'igia V'tainis V'yamusu. And we don't want them to fast on Sunday because it's too big of an adjustment for the body to make, to go from the enjoyment of Shabbos straight into a fast day where they could die from the shock to the system. So they would only fast Monday through Thursday of that week. So the Mishnah counts out, and obviously only during the daytimes. You can't fast 4 days, including the night, obviously. The Mishnah counts out the parshios of Maaseh Bereishis that they would read on the Ma'amados. B'yom HaRishon, on Sunday of that week, they would read Bereishis Vayihi Rekiah. They read the parsha that starts with Bereishis from the beginning of the Torah, and Vayihi Rekiah, because Parshas Bereishis, where it says what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on the first day, only has 9 pesukim. It doesn't even have 9 pesukim. The first section doesn't even have 9 pesukim. So you have to read it, and you have to call 3 aliyos, and everyone needs to read a minimum of 3 pesukim. So that's why they had to add an extra section, Yihi Rekiah, where it says what Hashem did on the second day. Basheni, on the second day of the week, Yihi Rekiah, they would read Yihi Rekiah again, because that's about the second day, V'yikavu Amayim, and they would also read about V'yikavu Amayim. Bishlishi, Yikavu Amayim, V'yihima Oros, the section of Yikavu Amayim, and the section of Yihima Oros. Barevi'i, Yihima Oros, V'yishutu Amayim, those two parshios. Bechamishi, Yishutu Amayim, V'totzei Aretz. Bashishi, V'totzei Aretz, V'yichul HaShemayim. Parsha Gedolta, the largest parsha of those parshias, Korunosa B'Shnayim, they could split it up amongst two different people, meaning if it had six psukim in it, you could split it amongst two different aliyos, Bakatana B'Yachid, but smaller parshios can only be read by one person, couldn't be split into two different aliyos, B'Shachrus U'B'Musaf, and that was both at Shachrus and at Musaf time that they would read these parshios. U'Ba Mincha, but on Mincha they wouldn't bring a Sefer Torah out, rather Nechnasin V'Korun Alpihen V'Korun Hashema. They would just go into shul and they would say it by heart, just like you would say Pesukim of Shema by heart, they would say the Parshios by heart. Erev Shabbos b'mincha lo hayu nichnasin mipnei kvod Shabbos. But Erev Shabbos mincha, they wouldn't even go into the shul to read anything because they had to get ready for Shabbos, so they wouldn't have a special reading for Erev Shabbos mincha. So main point number one, the Mishnah summarizes the idea of having ma'amados and which Parshios those ma'amados of Yisraelim would read on each day, and which days they would fast on. So again, they would fast Monday through Thursday, goes through which parshios they would read. Kol yom sheyesh bo halel, every day that they would say a halel on, like in during the days of Hanukkah, ein maimed b'shachris. The Anshei Maimed in Yerushalayim would not daven about the korban that's being brought that day, because they had to read the halel, so they didn't have time to daven for the korban as well. But they still had the maimed, they still had the special tefillah for the korban at musaf and at mincha time. Korban musaf, whenever there was a korban musaf, ein b'ne'ilah, so they wouldn't do a maimed by ne'ilah, because they were too busy with the korbanos musaf. Korban Eitzim, if a person had volunteered to bring wood for the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Ba Mincha, then they wouldn't have the Maimed of Mincha, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Amar lo Ben Azai, Kachay Rabbi Yeshua Shona, Ben Azai says, this is what Rabbi Yeshua taught. Korban Musaf, Ein Ba Mincha. If they had a Korban Musaf, then they wouldn't do a Maimed by Mincha. Korban Eitzim, Ein Ba Ne'ila. If they had a Korban Eitzim to be brought, then they wouldn't do a Maimed by Ne'ila. V'chazer Rabbi Akiva, Liyo Shona Ke Ben Azai. Eventually, Rabbi Akiva admitted and agreed to the Shita of Ben Azai. So the Mishnah goes through the times that the Kohanim and the people would volunteer to bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Zman Atzikon Va'am Tisha, there were nine different times that people would bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Be'echad B'Nisan, B'nei Arach Ben Yehuda. On the first day of Nisan, the family of Arach Ben Yehuda donated the wood. Be'ashrim B'Tamuz, B'nei David Ben Yehuda. On the 25th of Tamuz, the family of David Ben Yehuda. Be'chamisha Ba'av, B'nei Parosh Ben Yehuda. The family called by B'nei Parosh Ben Yehuda. Be'shivabo, on the seventh day of Av, B'nei Yonadav Ben Rachav. The Bnei Yonadav Ben Rachav would, the family of Bnei Yonadav Ben Rachav would bring the wood. Ba'asarabo, on the 10th day of Av, Bnei Sna'a Ben Binyamin, the family of Sna'a Ben Binyamin. B'chamisha Asarabo, on the 15th day of Av, Bnei Zaytu Ben Yehuda, the family of Zaytu Ben Yehuda. V'imahem Kwan Levim, V'kol Mi, Sha'ta'a B'shifto, V'bnei Gonvei Eli, B'nei Kotzei Ketzios. And together with them, they would bring Kohanim Levim and anyone who wasn't sure about which Shevet he belonged to, and the Bnei Gonvei Eli, B'nei Kotzei Ketzios, Esrim bo b'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda. Then on the 20th day of Av, the family of Pachas Moav ben Yehuda. Be'esrim be'elul b'nei Adin ben Yehuda, the family of Adin ben Yehuda. Be'echad b'teves Shavu b'nei Parosh. And then when it came time to the first day of Teves, the b'nei Shavu, the family of Shavu ben Parosh. Shavu, they returned b'nei Parosh, the family of Parosh ben Yehuda, to bring wood a second time. So that was their turn again. Be'echad b'teves loya bo maimed. On the first day of Tevis, there was no Maimed at all. Shahi Bo Halal, because there was Halal since it was Chanukah, the Korban Musaf, and there was a Korban Musaf, the Korban Eitzim, and there was also a Korban Eitzim. So, main point number two, the Mishnah lists off which Ma'amados were skipped on account of Halal, or Musaf, or a donation of Eitzim, and it goes through the nine different times of year and the families who would bring Eitzim, who would bring wood for the Beis HaMikdash at those nine times of the year. So now the Mishnah is going to discuss, and it just happens to be that on Echad B'Teves, it would be all three problems would come up at the same time. Halel, Musaf, because it was Rosh Chodesh, Hal because it was Chanukah, Musaf because it was Rosh Chodesh, and it was a day of donating Eitzim. So that's why they would skip all the Ma'amados. So now the Mishnah is going to explain the issues of more set fast days, the Shivasar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. So Chamisha, why do we fast on those days? It's a very important Mishnah. We do this every year. Hopefully it should stop soon, but we do it every year. Chamisha Dvarim Irues Avoseinu B'Shivasar B'Tammuz V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. There are five things that happened to our forefathers on the 17th day of Tammuz, and five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. B'Shivasar B'Tammuz, the five things that happened on Shivasar B'Tammuz were Nishtabru Aluchos, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, Uvatal Atamud, we had to stop bringing the carbon Tammud in the base of Mikdush, which was a big deal because that was the carbon that was brought every single day, twice a day. V'Huvka Ir, the walls of the city of Yerushalayim were surrounded during the period of the second base of Mikdash. V'Saruf Apostomus Esatora, and one of the Greek officers of Apostomus burnt the Torah Shebichsav that Ezra HaSofra had. V'Hemid Tzelem Behechal, and the evil king of Benasha put a tzelem, put a an idol in the Hechal. So, main point, five bad things that happened on Shivasar B'Tammuz. Number one, breaking of the Luchos. Number two, loss of Karban Tamid. Number three, walls of Yerushalayim surrounded. Number four, burning of the Torah by a Greek officer. And number five, putting an idol in the Hechal. And now the Mishnah is going to list off the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. But Tisha B'Av, the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av, Nigzar alavoseinu shelo yichnasu la'aretz, that during the times of the Meraglim, it was a gezerah against the Jewish people not to enter into Eretz Yisrael. That generation didn't get to enter into Eretz Yisrael. V'charav habayis b'rishona, the first base of Mikdash was destroyed. Ubashnia, and the second base of Mikdash was destroyed. V'nilkeda Beitar, and after the Churban Habayis, the city of Beitar was captured and tens of thousands of people died. V'nechrasha ha'ir, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over. So we'll make this again a main point because it's so, so critical. Five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. The Dora Midbar learned that they weren't going to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's number one. Number two, the first base of Mikdash was destroyed. Number three, the second base of Mikdash was destroyed. Number four, the city of Beitar was captured. And number five, the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over like an empty field. Now, because of these things that happened on Tisha B'Av, that's why the Mishnah says, and this is the main point, Misha Nichnas Av, Mima'atin b'simcha. When the month of Av comes in, we lessen our simcha. We experience less simcha because of this. And we'll discuss some more issues of Tisha B'Av, Be'ezras Hashem, in the next shiur.